Playhouse in the morning, Y94.0, Jamie, Amy, Kay. So straight off the heels there of Confess Your Crush, maybe not the best timing, but I would say even though that one didn't maybe go ideally and it wasn't requited from by the person that was getting secretly admired, I do think more often than not it would work out. So by all means, we'd love to do your Confess Your Crush. You just submit yourself at Y94.com. Though maybe right next to one not working out so well is not the best place to promote that fact.
Yeah. But they were just, they've been friends. They didn't want to ruin the friendship. He didn't want to ruin the friendship.
My recommendation, if you're somebody that's considering participating in Confess Your Crush and wanting to unveil yourself, the best Confess Your Crushes that we've seen are times when you kind of get the feeling that they... You have an indication they feel the same way. You just, nobody's acted on it yet. You know, if you're just kind of shooting in the dark, like, oh, there's this person. I mean, there's more gambling there in front of thousands of people.
But now I would say, and you have to think about this, it's going to be awkward no matter what is your friendship after this happened. Why not give it a try, because either way, you guys are going to be uncomfortable with each other. If it works out, it works out, and you won't be.
Yeah.
But if you doesn't work out, and now you still want to be friends, it's going to be awkward. Just try it.
It's going to be awkward anyway. Might as well see each other naked, too.
Right?
Yeah. I'm not sure that's what you're saying, but that's what I heard.
But it is, yeah.
She's just saying get the feelings out there.
Yeah, get the feelings out. Get it all hanging out. Get it all hanging out. Snowcross tickets on the way. First, Comfort in Numbers on the show. So Comfort in Numbers is somebody that is looking to know if there's anybody else in the Playhouse family that will admit they're in the same situation or they have the same thoughts or the same feelings. Basically providing them a circle of support of knowing they're not alone. Today in Comfort in Numbers, we have first initial T in the voice changer. I'm going to tell you right out of the gate, I don't think we're going to get a ton of comfort, but I think we'll probably get some, more than you'd care for us to get. What do you got for us, man?
When I go to the gym, I've been doing this habit of taking the wedding band off because it started out as a thing where I was kind of getting a rash, and then as it went on, I noticed that by taking the band off, I was starting to get these looks from these ladies. So anyways, it's become this thing where I really enjoy hitting on girls and women, and I don't know, there's this weird ego thing where it makes me feel good, and I know it sounds terrible, but it's totally just, I still got it kind of thing.
So you're wondering basically if anybody else ever pockets the wedding ring just to feel good. So you wouldn't necessarily cheat, but you enjoy the flirting and you enjoy feeling like people would be interested. Is there anybody that can provide some comfort in numbers? And I guess if you, much like First Initial T, want to stay more anonymous, we could change your voice. And also texting would be a good avenue for that as well at 35270. But if you call 237 and you want to, I can change your voice if need be. You can see why I'm not sure we're going to get a lot of comfort in numbers. But I could see some coming in.
The one thing, like, everyone likes the flattery of being wanted or being felt that they're attractive. You're just like walking a fine line. And that's what somebody said. I understand why he wants to do it, but I don't think it's a good idea. I cannot give him any comfort. But on the other hand, we are actually getting a few people that say they do the same thing. Actually, more than I thought we would be getting.
I don't like it.
No, and I don't think the average person probably is super fond of that concept. But can't we get him some comfort in numbers? You can see why he wanted a voice change, though.
Yeah,
obviously so. So basically, he's a married guy. And he takes off his ring from time to time. Sounds like it was mostly at the gym, if I heard him correctly. It's a little hard to tell with the voice changer. Mm-hmm. Was it at the gym?
Yeah, it was at the gym. He started because he was, like, sweating.
Yeah, so he takes off the ring, and he noticed that women are flirting with him. So now he pockets it because he really enjoys feeling like he's still got it, I think is how he put it. Is there anybody that can give him some comfort in numbers and is like, yeah, first initial T, I do that as well. 237 hits. You can text 35270. 7:45 in the morning. We'll get back at it. 24K Golden first, though. Mood. Playhouse in the morning. Y94. Why you always in a mood? Good morning. Playhouse in the morning is right here on Y94. 7:48 in the morning. Y94 Wedding Show 2021 is this Sunday. Get your tickets. $10 today. But you got to pay 15 day of events. Still a good deal, but you get a savings. You buy them in advance. Y94.com or WeddingShowFargo.com. Again, Wedding Show this Sunday everything you need under one roof for your wedding. So in the middle of comfort in numbers, and we got first initial T in the voice changer. It's actually a pretty quick one he's looking for that comfort in numbers for. So here's just a 30-second recap.
When I go to the gym, I've been doing this habit of taking the wedding band off because it started out as a thing where I was kind of getting a rash. And then as it went on, I noticed that by taking the band off, I was starting to get these looks from these ladies. So anyways, it's become this thing where I really enjoy hitting on girls and women. And I don't know, there's this weird ego thing where it makes me feel good. And I know it sounds terrible, but it's totally just, I still got it kind of thing.
So he is looking for other people to give him those that comfort in numbers, that circle of support. Is there anybody else that would admit that they do sometimes remove the wedding ring and pretend they're not married in order just to feel like they still got it? He's not necessarily cheating. He's just flirting, as he puts it. Is he getting some comfort?
Yes, actually, I did not think we would get comfort for this, but we are getting more comfort than not. Actually, somebody said, I've been doing this for years. Nothing wrong with it. I love just being able to go out, be myself, and not have the pressure of having a significant other back home. Somebody else said that they do this all the time and that they actually go out with their friends and do it then too. Someone else said, here's the thing. I get the flattery and everyone likes to feel good about themselves, but taking the ring off to do so isn't the right way to go about it. Somebody else saying, if he really has it, women would flirt with his ring on, get a Qualo ring. They are made for wearing while lifting. I don't think he's taking it off for comfort. I think he's taking it off yeah. for the attention.
Yeah,
I think it started as that, but then he realized how much he likes the flirting and now he puts it in his pocket.
But someone also said, too, I do this at the gym and also once in a while when I go out with my guy friends. Otherwise, you get left out of the conversation.
That's so terrible. I do not like this.
Well, but the whole point of comfort in numbers is there anybody else that does this thing that you're probably assuming that other people don't do? So from the did we get you comfort in numbers respect first initial T? Yes. In fact, we got you more than I think any of us anticipated we would get for you. I do think it would be unfair of us, though, to not tell you there is also quite a bit coming in of like, that's probably not a great idea, bruh, and maybe you should rethink that. That's also coming in.
Yeah, we're getting a few of those. Somebody did say, I was in a situation years ago, and it led to some really terrible stuff. I ended up having an affair with a guy that I met at the gym, and it started off with me taking my ring off. That's what a woman just texted in.
Yeah, I mean, it's a slippery slope, as they like to say. I feel like that could go real wrong for you.
I feel like, yeah, he's just going to like it, and he's going to keep doing it at other places. He'll take his ring off. I feel bad for his wife.
Well, God forbid you're, like, going around town sometime with the love of your life, and all of a sudden this girl walks up, and it's like, hey, it's me, Tiffany from the gym. Hey, like, I don't know. I just feel like you're setting yourself up for disaster, man.
100%. I would feel so hurt if the person that I was married to was taking his ring off at bars or working out at the gym. Like anything like that would kind of upset me. And I do get where people are coming from when they are texting in that they just do it for basically, you know, the self-confidence about it. But I think, you know, people are going to flirt with you either way at the gym, whether you're wearing a ring or not.
Well, if it's totally okay, you'd be open to your wife knowing that it's happening.
Yeah.
And you'd be comfortable if she was doing the same thing. And if that's the case, then you really don't have anything to be too concerned about.
If the wife doesn't like it, though, I feel so bad for her. It makes me almost sick to my stomach.
Yeah, it does. It and actually, the amount of people that are like, yeah, I do this, I also kind of... frightening.
Get self-confidence somewhere else, not by taking off your ring and letting people
from
flirt with
you. From your wife or your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Though, I will say, more to the original point, we did get lots of people that agree they do it too for essential tea. If that's all you wanted from us, that you have received. So, Confession Wednesday yet today. Snowcross tickets about 8:10. And in the 8 o'clock hour, the almost impossible question of the day with Amy Kay. All in the next bit. In the morning,
welcome to the Playhouse on Y94.